Lennon could also rage about such things as skating. He loved racing everybody on the ice, mushroom collecting. He wouldn't stop no matter what the weather until his bag was full. But most of all, of course, Lennon raged about politics. When an idea took hold of Lennon, he was, many said, like a man obsessed, possessed, perhaps better to say. When he argued with people, he would hammer incessantly on the same point until you were convinced. You were almost exhausted by the argument. In fact, many admitted to being won over by his stubborn persistence, but also by his intensely powerful logical mind. And when Lennon criticized your arguments, he didn't just challenge you. He didn't just argue gently. He attacked ferociously. It was said that he would verbally smash the faces of his opponents, trample them underfoot, and quite effectively, too. In fact, he himself admitted occasionally, he said, "I can be a bit rabid in argument." In fact, one of his later admirers, a man you'll hear about later in this course, Joseph Stalin, liked to say that Lenin didn't speak words, he shot them out like bullets. A good early example of this is Lenin's polemic, written in 1894, against the populace. This was really his first major work. It was a pamphlet called "Who Are the Friends of the People?", trying to show that it's the Marxists, not the populists. And in part, this is a rather standard conventional Marxist critique of the populist faith that capitalism could be avoided or should be avoided in Russia. But there's more to this, and this is, I think, the more telling part of his argument. While Lenin is clearly passionate about many things, and especially about politics, he makes it clear from the very beginning, and this is true throughout his life, that he was not inspired by a romantic moral and moral passion, by the sort of romantic moral passion that inspired so many revolutionaries, including his own brother, including Martov, and many other socialists in Russia. Lenin actually made it quite clear that he despised political moralizing, the sort of moralizing that, in fact, had become conventional among the intelligentsia and was widespread among the populists. In his words, all this idealistic talk, this is from this pamphlet, "Who Are the Friends of the People?", all the idealistic talk among the populists about progress, goodwill, the struggle against injustice, all very common populist phrases, was, in Lenin's words, nothing but nauseating liberal cretinism. And of course, one should remember where it got his brother, to the scaffolds. For Lenin, it was intense rationalism and discipline, mental, intellectual discipline, that really inspired him, and he believed would save Russia and transform the world, not moralistic ideas about justice and goodness and right. Now, these different personal styles and orientations were reflected in different ideas. Consider the differences, in particular, between Lenin and Martov's ideas about democracy. This is an enormously important concept to Russians at this time. Virtually every dissenting Russian, from liberals to extreme socialists and anarchists, claimed that democracy was what it was all about. Listen to the differences. Martov, like most Russian Marxists, in fact, probably like most ordinary worker Marxists who were beginning to be attracted to the movement as well, was attracted to Marxism for, among many reasons, but one of them was its democratic promise, its liberal side, one might say. Martov, like many Marxists, believed that political representation, civil freedoms such as freedom of speech and the right to have public meetings and freedom of press and freedom of political parties and the right to organize unions, he believed these were good things in and of themselves. These were, as he liked to say, natural rights rooted in the human dignity of every human being, the classic theme of the intelligentsia. Though, of course, he said, as a Marxist and as a socialist, this would need to be supplemented, need to go beyond liberalism and be supplemented by real democracy, by social democracy. Social rights were needed as well as political rights. For dignity, a life of dignity also requires good living and working conditions. Now, Lenin also shared this embrace of social democracy, of the need to go beyond liberalism, but he viewed political democracy in a very different way from Martov.